So here we go through the steps. Very simple. This is a very simple calculation, but you know, you'll, until you get used to it, you won't remember how it's done. So you divide one number by another, divide the signal power by the noise power, and you get a pure number. You take the base 10 logarithm of that, and that gives you the signal-to-noise ratio in bells. A bell is a unit that was named after Alexander Graham Bell. And the reason why you do this stuff in logarithms is because your visual and auditory systems really have do a logarithmic calculation for you. A sound that sounds twice as loud as another sound is actually more like 10 times as much power in it. Okay, so you have an enormous capacity to drastically reduce the amount of, in the translation between the actual, for example, in a situation of visible light, actual number of photons hitting your retina will vary by many orders of magnitude, and perceptually, it doesn't seem, you don't have the sense that you're seeing light that's 10 or 100 or 1,000 times more powerful. You scale it internally in a logarithmic way. So if you make the signal power, let's say the noise is constant, make the signal power 10 times as strong, right? You've actually increased the SNR by one bell. Okay, because if you take, say the SNR was 10 originally, which is one bell, you make it 10 times as strong, it's now 100, right? Log the base 10 of 100 is 2. So it's gone up by 1 because you've multiplied it by 10. And then finally, just to make things clever, bells are kind of, a bell is kind of too big a number. Its great rate varies too coarsely. So they divide it by 10 to give you the same thing in decibels. So a 90 decibel signal is one where the ratio of signal to noise is 10 to the ninth, right? Log the base 10 of 10 to the ninth would be 9. And then you multiply that by 10 to get the thing unit from bells to decibels. Log of 10 to the ninth would be 9 bells, which is 90 decibels. Okay, so that's what decibels are. We got this calculation, all right? 90 dB, 10, if the ratio is a billion, ratio of the signal to noise ratio is a billion, it's 90 decibels. Log the base 10 and then multiply by 10. Yeah?
So if you have a higher decibel, doesn't that mean it's louder?
Yes.
So what if there was just a lot of signal power and a lot of noise power?
Okay, all right. So we're holding the noise constant, right? So let's say we're right here in this room. The noise is constant. I can raise my voice. I can speak very softly like this. I can speak very loudly like this. Or I can scream like this, okay? So it's only the signal power if you're holding the noise constant. And sometimes we'll just forget about talking about the noise because we assume that that's some fixed number, and then we talk about the loudness of the sound itself. In fact, I think it's actually the real answer to your question is on the next slide. Yeah, let's talk about this, the decibels for sounds, because this will make it clear. Why do we talk about if we talk about the loudness of a sound as being 90 decibels, what does that actually mean? We know what the S part is, but what happened to the N? Well, the N is the noise part is a zero decibel sound. So what's a zero decibel sound? Well, a zero decibel sound is, let me just see here. Okay. It's on the next slide, so let me stop here. A 0 decibel sound is the faintest sound that the human ear can hear. It was just taken as an arbitrary threshold, right? And you could have, there are sounds that are softer than that, okay, and they are negative decibel sounds. So a -1 decibel sound is a sound that is 10 times softer than the softest sound that the human ear can hear. Or mind, that would be a -10 decibel sound, I should say. Okay, so the decibels of sounds are 10 times the log of the base 10 of x over x, where x is the power in the sound and s is the power of a of this standard sound level, which is chosen to be the softest sound that can be heard by the human ear. And just to give you some sense of scale, sort of normal human conversation is about 60 decibel. Rock concerts are 110 decibels. And really loud rock concerts are like 120 decibels. 120 decibel sound will kill your hearing very quickly. Right? And, you know, iPods, I don't know whether they, I mean, there have been, you know, public health standards on these things. You know, at least the original iPods you could get, you could crank the sound up to 115 decibels, which is not a good thing to do, and so they came with warning labels. But for an iPod, the loudness of the sound depends also a lot on what kind of earbuds you're using, because, you know, if the sound leaks from around there, that will actually lower the, you know, the power that's striking your eardrums. Okay, but it's pretty impressive to, you know, look at a number like that and to think that you could go to a rock concert where there is that times as many, that there's that times as much power hitting your ears as there would be when you were listening to the quietest sound that you had been able to hear before you started going to those kinds of rock concerts. Okay, so there we are. Sound a sound 1/10 as loud as I don't know whether I said this right even when I said it. Sound is 1/10 as loud as the softest sound a human can hear would be log to the base 10 of 1/10, right? Log to the base 10 of 1/10 would be -1, which would be -10 decibels. -1 bell, which would be -10 decibels. So it's a scale, because it's a logarithmic scale, it can go negative, even though there's still some actual power in the sound. Okay, so these logarithmic scales, there are lots of them around. This is part of the purpose of this exercise, just to get you to the idea of, you know, when people talk about logarithmic scales, there are actually lots of them in these perceptual phenomena. So the Richter scale is, which is for measuring earthquakes, that's a logarithmic scale. A magnitude 5 quake is 10 times as strong as a magnitude 4 quake. So when you hear people reporting magnitude 6, 7, 8, you got to recognize that that's a factor of 10 every time you go up a level. And star magnitudes is the other standard one, except the star magnitude scale is confusing because the brighter the star, the smaller the number. They've got it inverted. The magnitude of a star is log of S over X. So the dimmer stars have lower magnitudes. And, you know, the brightest star in the sky is a -1.5 magnitude, and the sun is -26 orders of magnitude. And it's also the base of the logarithm is funny. It's not 10, but it was chosen so that the magnitudes 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 feel like they're getting brighter in some natural set of increments. So this is what's meant when people talk about the magnitude of a star. It's based on this logarithmic scale.